This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. How to build a mini air quality monitoring system using 32 Spanish pesetas. By Malar Thanki. Nowadays, most of us out there face the problem of impure air quality due to the increase in pollutants and impurities mixed with the air. Pollutants like CO2, Colorado, CH4 emitted from vehicles in SO2, SO4 and other gases emitted from industries add to the amount of impurity in the air. Also, fireworks and crackers during festive seasons, occasions and events further increase the pollution level in the atmosphere. As a result of this, various health-related and respiratory issues are also increasing among the common masses. So to keep a track of the air quality around you, this is a mini IoT-based air quality monitoring system that will monitor the air quality over a web server using the internet and alarm or trigger if the air quality goes poorer than a certain level, i.e. if there are sufficient amount of harmful gases present in the air. It shows the air quality in ppm on the LCD as well as on the web page so that you can monitor it easily. Objective: to measure and monitor the air pollution levels. To detect highly polluted conditions. To alert user as and when the levels cross a specified limit. Components you'll require: ESP32 system on a chip microcontroller, MQ135 gas sensor, LEDs, resistors, buzzer, some wires in a breadboard, block diagram, circuitry, software used, Arduino IDE working. 1. Make the connections as per the circuit diagram above. 2. Connect the 32 Spanish pesetas with your computer, laptop. Select a suitable port and especially 32 board and hit upload to upload the code into the 32 Spanish pesetas. I've used the MQ135 gas sensor here, which is basically an air quality sensor capable of sensing gases like NH3, NOx, alcohol, benzene, smoke, CO2 and other harmful gases. MQ135 will sense the gases and we will get the pollution, air quality level in ppm, parts per million. The MQ135 sensor will give us output in form of voltage levels and we convert it into ppm, our code and the module libraries will take care of that. For this project, I've set good air quality levels up to 800 ppm, poor levels in between 800 to 2000 and alert us if it exceeds 2000 ppm. Closing parenthesis. 3. Provide the sensor with different types of smoke inputs and observe the output ppm levels in the web browser. All the web browser implementation is taken care of by the code. 4. Real-time ppm values can also be viewed, observed in the Arduino IDE serial monitor. Just paste the IP address in the web browser and observe the ppm levels. 5. Green LED will be on until the ppm level is 800, red LED will be on post-800 mark and red LED with buzzer will be on post-2000 mark. Code. Conclusion. This is how you can build a small-scale air quality monitoring system of your own and in the process, learn about Arduino, ESP32, environmental impacts of pollutants etc. on the go. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn and publish.